You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, the new 105.5 WPHM Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial kickoff to summer. So let's talk about summer beverages. Joining us right now from Earl Smith Distributing, Luke Lyons. Luke, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. Let's talk about beer. Let's talk about the alternative to beer, which a lot of people are really into the seltzers and the canned cocktails. What's really popular heading into this season?
So, obviously the canned cocktails have been sort of the hit for the last few years now. And actually, they are classified as beer, which is interesting.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know that. That's how I'm able to sell them. Because if they weren't, they'd be sold by the
spirits,
state through the spirits distributors. So, obviously, some big ones. Good Boy Vodka has been... that package has been one of our best sellers in the market. They've got a couple new items. They've got a golf pack out with a new hot item called Water Hazard, which is basically blue Gatorade, Sprite, and lemonade, and a little vodka in there.
My gosh, that sounds good.
It's great. It was a hit. It started out in Arizona on some of the golf courses, and now they've taken it and put it in a can. So,
I like it.
There's other couple packs. They have a splash pack with just different flavors. There's a new tequila-based brand called Olay out, and that's kind of been a big hit. And then there's a bubbly rosé in a can, which is kind of for those rosé wine drinkers. It's a little bit on the sweeter side. It's got strawberry and blackberry, but those are some of your new packages.
So. All right, well, good. Good to know. And of course, there's all the tried and true beers.
So, you know, obviously some history. We're celebrating the 150th year of Budweiser, actually.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So, 250th birthday of the country and 150th
of Budweiser. Yeah, it was first brewed in 1876, and then Anheuser-Busch was formed in 1852, and they actually bought the original rights to Budweiser from a man named, I believe his name was Carl in St. Louis, that officially brewed it first. So.
You think of beer brands, I don't think there's anything more iconic than Budweiser, is there?
As far as iconic, that's it. Yeah,
for sure.
So for a long run, 150 years. So.
Yeah. Any other good summer brews we might want to think about?
Light beer has really been kind of the driver in the summer. You know, everybody gravitates towards, your Michelob Ultras, your Bud Lights, things like that. So your lighter style IPAs, all day IPA. They've got some new ones, some flavored ones. They've got a peach one out, peach IPA. So. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the standard.
Let's talk about the care and handling of these beverages, because once you get them, what's the shelf life? For example, if we've still got last summer's beer in the beer fridge out in the garage, it's stayed cold, is it still good?
Throw it out. So here's a general rule of thumb that I use. So if it's a light, easy drinking beer or an IPA, It's a 6 month shelf life in general.
Yeah.
It's from production time till when it's reached its code date. Darker beers, stouts, they can go up to a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then your flavored seltzers that we had just talked about, the rage with that, whether it be White Claw or a vodka based seltzer, those have a year code date.
Okay.
So, and then another kind of big thing is handling of the product too.
Yeah.
I let people know it's not good for 6 months in the trunk of your car in a Michigan summer. So,
absolutely. And the other question I have is, because I remember back in my college days or somewhere, somebody said, if you've got a cold beer and it goes to room temperature and you put it back in the fridge, it's not going to be good. Is that true?
So that's not technically true. Heat and light are your two basic things that are bad for beer. Mm-hmm. So, and when I say heat, that's really hot. Like you get over 70 degrees, it's going to start to spoil the product.
Yeah.
But like if you took it out of the fridge and just left it on your counter for even for a day, it's not going to hurt it. You see that a little bit in some of the stores where the beer is sort of sitting warm, some's cold.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't hurt it really. It would be more of extreme heat would start to hurt the beer.
Yeah.
So, even storing it warm is fine. I wouldn't store it in your garage in the summer warm, no. But 9 months out of the year when it's cool, you can leave it in your garage warm. But best place to store your beer is in the refrigerator. You'll get the full 6 month shelf life or year shelf life if it's of a seltzer based product.
That's one of the great things about living in Michigan is your garage becomes your walk-in beer cooler in the wintertime, doesn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and it's important to make sure that you do it right because you could have a drink of something and say, I don't like this kind of beer. I bought that beer. I don't like it. Well, it's maybe because you didn't handle it the right way.
Yeah, and draft beer, to just quickly touch on that, has even shorter shelf life.
Oh, really?
So they're about 50 days on average for a light beer and draft. Yeah. So you may go to a restaurant or a bar and, you might get one and say, I don't like it. And sometimes it's just the way it was handled. Mm-hmm. And it's on bars and restaurants, too. And luckily, around our area, everybody does a really good job,
yeah,
which is great, of keeping fresh product. And then that's part of my team's job is to monitor that, too, as we're out there. Is checking kegs and making sure things are properly stored.
Sure. So. Well, this is Memorial Day weekend. If you're having a bash, use up all the beer that you haven't had for too long. I'd say maybe stuff that you had for the Super Bowl you haven't used up yet. Go ahead and enjoy that. But if it's from last year's Memorial Day, it's time to go, right?
Correct. That would be our suggestion, yes.
All right, good stuff. Any other tips or anything like that?
No, not really. Yeah. Just, thanks for having us on here.
Yeah.
And we appreciate everything. And again, we've been around for 93 years here in town and plan to stay for a lot longer. So we appreciate everybody in the thumb and, looking forward to, some summer weather here.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Let's have a summer to remember, huh?
Yep, exactly.
All right, Luke. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Luke Lyons with us from, Earl Smith Distributing here on, the new 105.5 WPHM.